We are back, and we are now talking to Steve Dubin. We're live from the Brewster Park building in downtown Plymouth. Today, my guest is Steve Dubin from PR Work. Steve, how are you?
I'm good, David. Thank you.
I'm glad you were able to make it today. What I'd like to do is ask you a few background questions, how you got in the business, how long you've been in the business, kind of mission statement, and the type of client, the ideal client that you work with, that kind of stuff.
That's a long checklist. I've started with legitimate work as a journalist and worked for a variety of newspapers. Probably among the more recognizable is the New Bedford Standard Times, where I did some feature writing and reporting, and in particular did some coverage of the Boston Celtics when Larry Bird was also a rookie at the time.
Oh, wow.
And from there, I got onto the marketing side of newspapers and saw fairly early that newspaper marketing offered sort of one flavor of ice cream, and I wanted to branch beyond that. Joined an ad agency, ran their public relations department, and within 3 years, I left and formed my own firm, and I've been running PR Works out of Plymouth for about 25 years now.
Wow, that's excellent. So tell us a little bit about your core client, and who's the best client for you?
Good question. So we tend to help mid-market, mid-sized companies. So typically it's 1 to about 10 million in annual revenues. Folks who are growing, but they're about to plateau. They don't have a formal marketing procedure or department. Can't really afford to hire someone at 75 to 100K. Maybe getting tired of their son-in-law not doing a great job running their marketing department.
Heard that before.
Yeah, and so they tend to want to have somebody who can come in with a program that helps surround their audience with positive messages that move them to take action, and someone who can drive the bus on an ongoing basis, month to month, come up with new messages, new programs, using both traditional media and digital media to generate predictable, ongoing leads and opportunities.
Good. That was well said. In today's environment, given the way people consume content, what's been your biggest hurdle as a PR person? Has it been adapting to technology or convincing the client of the technology? Or both?
There's a little bit of voodoo on both sides. I find that, first of all, the game has changed completely. 10, 15 years ago, there were three networks. We all had the common experience of reading the Boston Globe or a major daily newspaper. We had some common ground, and we had easy access to our audience. We knew they were going; they're all being funneled to one place.
Right.
That no longer exists, and new social media platforms are emerging daily, and so part of our challenge is taking a look at a blank canvas for every client and saying, what will help create some traction for you right away? What will resonate with your potential audience right away? And it's different for every client. We tend to do a lot of business-to-business related clients, from environmental clients to commercial real estate. I would add senior healthcare in there. And professional services, so accounting firms, law firms, and each of them are different. Even within the niche, each one is different, and we try to take a look, sort of an open-minded look at what will work for them. And so for business-to-business clients, LinkedIn tends to work better as a generality. And then for business-to-consumer clients, Facebook and other digital platforms, we're finding that most clients have dabbled in many things, and dabbling doesn't necessarily bring results, and they damn the messenger as opposed to their approach to the messenger.
Right.
And so in particular, we're launching a couple new digital efforts, including showing people how to really use LinkedIn to use the advanced search section to really identify their target market, and then how to work them through a sales funnel by creating some knowledge, trust, and authority positioning to get people to connect and then eventually move to a phone call of substance or a meeting.
Yeah, so it sounds like your role has changed a bit over the last 5 years. First, you're a PR guy. Now you're a PR/technology consultant, messenger consultant.
Well, right. So what's happened to the industry is we've become content creators and content managers. So we're trying to create intelligent, enticing messages that lead people to take action, and we're trying to place those in channels on an ongoing basis that reach the right audiences for the client.
Yeah, that's hard to do. I know firsthand, but
I mean, part of our advantages as former reporters, I've got a staff of five people. All of us have worked in the media. We have a pretty good sense of where interesting stories are, how to entice an audience, and then hold their attention long enough to move them to take a next step.
Oh, that's great, and that. I mean, you've been at it for 25 years, so you've had success at it. Could you kind of give us a sense of some of the major hurdles that your company has faced over the last 3 years? We're in similar spaces, and I'll tell you that marketing in general and just the space in general has shifted almost in chunks of months. How have you been able to stay up with and allow your customers the freedom of saying, you know, this is where we know our audience is, but you're telling them maybe something different? How have you been able to adapt and understand, you know, the landscape itself and fit that into your client or for your client?
So the real challenge now is information overload. We don't know what we should be reading, what we should be taking to the next level.
Right.
And what we try to do for clients is keep our ear to the ground and really determine what's new and what is pragmatic and useful. So we do a lot of vetting of the latest technology and the new shiny object.
Yeah.
And where we feel something is valuable, we'll invest time. So going back to LinkedIn as an example, we bought a license for Linked University and Linked Selling. I've spent 15 to 20 hours really going through the materials, the methodology, the videos, so that I fully understand it and understand how our clients can use it on several levels, from improving the profile to using better search to engaging with discussion groups to publishing with Pulse, all of those things to generate tangible leads. Now, our client could have spent 20 hours doing that themselves, but they don't know which rabbit hole to run down. And secondly, they don't have the time to be running down rabbit holes.
Right.
Most of our clients are very busy entrepreneurs who need to have the confidence to turn over their marketing to a responsible adult who will get it done for them and give them good advice. And so a lot of our job is trying to keep the blinders off and looking far and wide for what really will work. And then when we are convinced that it will, how to plant that seed and truly give it water and sunlight, as opposed to being impatient or having expectations that are too high and too demanding.
Great. So, Steve, if someone wanted to reach you, what would be the best way to contact you?
Well, nowadays you can't get away from anybody. but the easiest thing to do is go to our website, which is www.prworkzone.com. And all our contact information is there, from our phone number to a variety of email addresses.
Excellent. We are with Steve Dubin today, an exciting guest, an intelligent guest. It's always great to sit across from him. He makes things easy to understand and insightful. If you need his services, you can go talk to him. We are at Brewster Park Building today, live, and I'll be right back with our next guest.